This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Almost every American now lives within a day's drive of a slot machine. But playing the slots no longer means you have to shoulder your way through a crowded casino. The world of gambling is rapidly changing. NPR's Mike Pesca visited an old racetrack saved by slot machines.
15 years ago, what is now a common everyday sentence like, "I Googled his blog on my BlackBerry," would seem positively screwy. New concepts occasion new words, but every once in a while, it's the combination of some age-old pursuits that give rise to a neologism. Take racino. A race what now? I'll wait for you to Google it on your BlackBerry. A racino is part casino and part racetrack, typically a newfangled casino grafted onto a dying racetrack that's now lurching into the modern day as not quite the best of both worlds. This racino is Empire City in Yonkers, New York.
Video poker, for example, is a popular machine. The black and white sevens, the double joker machines are very popular. And there are some that have more symbols on them.
Frank Drucker, director of publicity for Empire City, is our tour guide.
You have a choice of playing one or two games at a time, especially on the card end of it. Here, for example, we're looking at a hex breaker machine.
Drucker has been here a lot longer than the slots, having dedicated much of his misspent youth, his words, to the art of scanning a racing form and cursing the drivers. Slot machines are a bit more inscrutable.
40 times line bet if you get the alien egg bonus.
Yes, the alien egg bonus. But in fact, slots, or video gaming machines, as they're referred to once the state smiles upon them, are simply like flashy but flawed ATMs in that they keep, on average, 92 cents of every dollar fed to them. Gamblers have been accepting these odds for a year and a half here, just 3 miles from the New York City border. There are almost 5,000 machines in this vast room, one of the largest on the East Coast. It's neither seedy nor lush. Think of a two-star motel room. Seems clean, don't expect turndown service. But the slots have generated almost $40 million a month, which in turn has saved the pastime that Drucker loves, harness racing.
Without the video games here, the future of Yonkers, you know, what's the old adage, slim and none in slim left town?
They're off. The twin horses, Monterey Molly leads for the inside chosen Yankees.
Yonkers Raceway once played host to the millionaires and the multitudes. Duke Ellington attended the races. Ed Sullivan welcomed on his program the occasional horse and driver. But after the 1950s, all racing faced a perilous decline, and harness racing suffered terribly. A few years ago, Yonkers Raceway was losing an estimated $5 million a year, and before the slots, the VGMs were installed, the raceway had shut down. But now with slots pumping money in, the racing purses have gone up and the quality of the racing has increased. Even with the slots, other tracks in New York State are still suffering. But horse gamblers like Frank Kalika are coming back to Yonkers.
You put the money up, the horses go where the money is, you know. You know, like different places like Dover Downs. They used to run for $1,500, $1,800. Every race in Dover now is anywhere from $12,000 to $20,000, $30,000. So, you know, it definitely helped the game, the slots.
Michael Pollack, who publishes the Gaming Industry Observer, says that casinos have saved racetracks to the point of nearly subsuming them. And he says the trend is self-perpetuating.
As more racetracks become racinos, it puts pressure on the remaining racetracks to get gambling to support their purses. So it feeds on itself. At some point, in terms of public policy, what's the dog and what's the tail? Or what's the horse and what's the tail, essentially? Is it the casino or the racetrack?
Granted, horse racing has the sheen of the bucolic and the natural, but it is a little strange. States throw in with a new form of gambling on the questionable premise of saving an older one. And while casinos and racetracks are intertwined, there's almost no overlap between the patrons. Few slot players venture outside to marvel at the spectacle of man and beast set against an urban landscape. And the horse handicappers find the clanging machines mindless. The slot players have a different word, relaxing. But with the bargain struck, the money flowing, and more than 50 racinos operating nationwide with more on the way, the casino industry and government show no sign of breaking stride. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.